Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
The name comes from obviously a movie. Everybody likes Clint Eastwood, and we also like his attitude towards the bad guys, you know. And we kind of share the same feelings, but in our band, there's this significant sound of the two-string slide bass, which reminds kind of a Western vibe, so we thought that it also gives a nice relation to that name.
And I mean, if you think about yesterday, our music is also, people received our music as something between heaven and hell, and Hang 'Em High, it's also like between if you hang 'em high, it's also somehow between heaven and hell, right?
Well, I know these gentlemen since a while, and I had this a really distracting ambience.
Don't let distract
you. It's like in the music, you know. He's trying to make things seriously, and we are always disturbing the processes, and that's why we have this game. It's just to illustrate how it works, but in the end we are very happy together, I suppose.
Well, I guess we are still looking for the alpha male.
The alpha male? No, well, I think there are some things that you just can't stop from coming together. It's like magnetisms. It's like the matter, you know. And basically, I think that we just were like attracting each other without even knowing that we are attracting each other. But when we finally met,
what is he talking about?
When we finally met, it was very clear for the three of us. Bond was approaching Lucia and me if we want to be part of a thing called Eclectic Session, which is a very successful event that Bond is organizing in Poland, in his hometown Wrocław, from time to time. And he asked Lucia and me if we want to be part of this, which was a tribute to this Boston band Morphine, which is also using a two-string slide bass. But then Bond asked us if we also would be prepared to play some songs that he already was composing and writing on, and he would like to try how it sounds like in the trio. We didn't know each other. Bond only knew me since a couple of years, and we already have worked on another project once in the studio together and some live shows. And then Lucia, I only heard about Lucia from or let me put it that way, if you are into the jazz and improvised music world, you heard about Lucia Debye, because he's a great instrumentalist, composer, he has a great band, the Lucia Debye Trio. And so I thought, okay, if Bond thinks that the three of us could fit together, I trust this guy. We'll be right back.
Well, I got really inspired by a guy named Mark Sandman, who was he had his band in the 80s and 90s called Morphine, and it was quite unique sounding band. It was a trio with two string slide bass, baritone sax, and drums.
Maybe we should.
So, and that was actually a rock band, which didn't have a guitar. That was kind of interesting. And since I'm interested in different different approaches to bass, because I also play normal bass, I felt kind of interested by that idea, you know.
It's also that one works on everyone actually.
Yeah.
But sorry, yes, Bon, go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead.
We don't want to interrupt one, you. Yeah. Yeah.
But this one looks also yes. great on you, and it looked great on Lucia.
Yes. Mm. It's like we can share a lot of stuff.
There's a great drummer, his name is Milford Graves, and he's one of the forefathers of free jazz music, and he's also a researcher on, he's recording heartbeats of human beings, and he then puts the heartbeats into his computer system, and he replaces the beats and also the sounds that you know, there is always a sound in your heart, not only the boom, boom. And in between there, those sounds, they are too soft that the human ear can hear it. But if you do send it through the algorithms of a computer, and if you replace the recorded wave through, say, a sound like a bass or drums, it would always produce sound. Which means, like, finally you have this natural sound which is triggered by computers, which kind of makes it electronic, but still you would hear the sound that is happening in your heart.
That gives us another texture. If you think about the music, the sounds and the creation of sounds, for me, using electronics is always like, especially in this band, it's like for a while, for a moment, I can jump out of our like natural body of the band and do something wild, a bit crazy, and I like to use devices that are also kind of unpredictable, so you never know where you're gonna end up. Yeah. You know, it's actually very interesting how these songs develop, because I'm not really, I don't come from the scene that is improvising that much as these guys, and for me it's quite interesting to see how these compositions, which are based on riffs, are sucked in by the free jazz improvised world. And this kind of approach, which is kind of also new to me, but I like to learn things, experience like new situations, and that's still like progressing.
Bon tried to plan the structures strictly, but
they destroyed it.
We destroyed them, but
we ignore it.
Yes, we ignore. So he
absolutely don't have any respect for the composer.
That's like not true. We want to conciliate, you know, earth and heaven and hell, and so it has to be a bit chaotic, yeah. Even if there is like a thought or a structure. So, but Bond so brought some themes, some bass lines, or sometimes melodies, and then they worked together with Alfred to how play them with the rhythm and everything. And then Alfred is a very He likes to improvise a lot, and he always try to.
As we learned, he's very moonish.
I am moonish.
He's moonish, and I'm.
I change my mood all the time.
I'm more Mercurian, you know. I'm like really in a.
You're a fighter.
Yeah, I'm a. So then we learn the tunes. Sometimes I play the bass lines with, sometimes I play a melody, sometimes I just destroy it, and it's cool to have like different energies mixing, joining, and then separating, and maybe that's the story of heaven and hell.
I would consider myself as an improviser, and whatever style I would play, it would sound different every night I play it. But to make it easier for the listener, I play from jazz and free jazz music to singer-songwriter stuff. That's my world.
It's always difficult to explain the music style if you don't play a music style. But then I call it future rock because of a guy in Poland that came after a show and told us, "I know what is your style of music. It's future rock." So it's like yesterday night. Sometimes it's good when people just decide for you about the words, you know, not about the music, but about the words, because they are just maybe a traduction of some.
Well, we decided to kind of. We have a plan, you know, and we just decided to take over the steering wheel of the improvised electronic, low rock, western, punk, whatever scene next year.
Hang 'em high, yeah.
We're gonna hang 'em high.
die.
Thank you.